I did notice in the episode that we released today that there was a little bit of an echo, but I was like, oh, well.
Well, if anybody wants a refund, they can send a complaint to ruined@bigfattyonline.com.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You'll get a response in 24 hours.
One of our customer service reps will be with you within 24 hours.
So what's,
Although we only offer refunds in the original form of payment.
Right. So what's going on?
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Send a complaint to ruined@bigfattyonline.com.
Absolutely.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1852 of the BFO for right? 27th of February 2015, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me. A little show. Y'all, we've got voice letters and we're going to talk about the dancing. Yes, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B in the singing of the Bulgarian national anthem. If all right is going well, y'all, you are lammies, or perhaps you're lions, because y'all, you know, on Sunday it'll be rabbit, the 1st of March, and y'all, you have to know if March comes in like a lamb with good weather, then it goes out like a lion with bad weather, or if it comes in like a lion with bad weather, it goes out like a lamb with good weather. Fanny, I am so glad that we're going to be lammies. It's true. Happy birthday. Yeah, I gotta see y'all tomorrow. Tomorrow, the 28th, the final day of February for 2015, y'all, we have a celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, is someone who doesn't listen to the BFO, but Big Fatty just adores him. And y'all, he's in that Mamma Mia, a little show that's traveling around the country. Y'all, it's that Michael Cantaloupe. You know, he used to be on the Q-Cast. The Q-Cast Connection, or the Q-Cast, the Q-Cast? Yeah, it was a Q-Cast. The Q-Cast Connecticut. But y'all, he's out traveling the world and on the stage singing and doing a little jig. And y'all, that is Michael Cantaloupe. And so y'all, if you see him on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, he's on the Twitty a lot. I don't know about the FaceSpace. But if you see him, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, it's just so unfortunate that he cannot be at home with the Super Bee to enjoy a big old piece of cake. I gotta see y'all back over here at Spotting Big Fatty. Y'all, Big Fatty, you're almost caught up. It's true. Y'all, last time we were over here, that Patrick Plain had spotted Big Fatty taking a dump at the Coles. Big
Fatty, it's vulgar. Yo, Toppy Smelly. Toppy Smelly has spotted Big Fatty. It says there's probably a perfectly logical explanation for this photo of Big Fatty. Probably. And y'all, I'm going to have to zoom in on it to see what it is. Big Fatty, it doesn't make any sense. It's a tied up finger and some hot men running around and a little gnome and some kind of coil or something. Big Fatty, what does that mean? I don't have any idea, but you know, that comes from Toppy Smelly, so what do you expect? Y'all, we've got some VD greetings. Here it says, give BF some love on VD Week. Give Poodle McNoodle and Squeaky Kitty, yes, ready? Love VD Week, and give Cake some love on VD Week. Big Fatty, we love VD Cake. Oh, Big Fatty, that actually sounded vulgar, yes.
Big Fatty, oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Bacon.
Target's bacon. I just had a realization. A premonition. No, what a premonition. What's a premonition? Is that when you're predicting something's going to happen? No.
Prediction.
No. Okay, so I just had a realization, and my realization was that I'm an actress. I sit at work every day, and I pretend like I like those people, and I should get an Oscar. Look at that. You see that airplane up there floating? I wonder if they're circling. There's an airplane, and it's just kind of like, well, it was just over the airport, and now it's like, kind of, did it disappear? Oh, whoa, burn! She said I can get an Oscar after Leonardo DiCaprio. Woo! Goodbye.
Dear God. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Y'all, I had to go back and listen to this one twice, because I thought Miss Bacon said that she was an asterisk. And I'm going, why would Miss Bacon be an asterisk? But, y'all, she said an actress. Big Fatty, you almost said asterisk. First of all, Miss Bacon, do you work at the coal mine? Because there are many people at the coal mine that have a very similar outlook on things, that you pretend you like them, and Miss Bacon, I don't understand why it's so unusual to see aeroplanos in the sky around the aeropuerto. Fatty, who knows? It's Miss Bacon. Just put an asterisk by her name.
Hello.
Bacon. I don't know if he still listens to your little shoe, but this message is for Tommy. I just want to say congratulations, and what a great thing for you. What a loss for everyone else. You have such an awesome disposition. You're like the greatest tour guide I've ever had. I guess I'm not quite sure why we toured Chicago looking for or indulging in the tastiest martinis. Is that what they're called? Martinis? Gin? Because I don't even drink, but you're still an awesome tour guide, and I cannot wait to see you again. So anyway, all right, everybody else, goodbye.
Y'all, that of course was Miss Bacon, and Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. I'm not quite sure what the call was all about. I mean, it's obvious that it was intended for Digger up there in the Chicago's, but I'm not sure what you were congratulating him over, and why it's such a loss for everyone else. But Big Fatty, it's unfortunate Miss Bacon didn't call back to tell us what it was all about. Who said she didn't call back?
Big Patty.
Hello.
Bacon.
Fart, it's bacon. Hey, I come to a realization. I always park by the cart corrals in parking lots because no one ever puts the cart in the corral because they're all too lazy to walk to them. So that's where I park. That's just a tip for a tip, please. A tip, if you will. Some words of advice, maybe, for anyone. But anyway, and every once in a while, I like to send like a voice note. It just kind of throws Daniel and Adam off, like, how come her message to the BFO is so clear, and how come she's talking sense? But, you know, I think really, I'm going to blow my own cover here. There's a box in the street. Yeah, I'm driving. Sorry. I'm going to blow my own cover here. I don't think that I'm, like, stupid or, well, maybe a little bit, but I think mostly my thoughts are, like, so nice. Get out there, dude. So unorganized and, oops, that's a nice little bump. Like, if you were going fast over that one in a car, you'd get, like, that stomach flipping over thing. But anyway, gotta go.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, was Miss Bacon. And, y'all, well, first of all, that is the last of the voice letters. Be ready. anyway, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. I'm not quite sure the purpose of the call other than I don't know. But I'm glad that you didn't get the stomach flipping over thing because of the box in the road, which would have caused a voice letter to dubious intentions positive that they could bitch and complain about. Beep, honey, you've got it figured out. Yeah, Gussie, and I'm not going down in the fat cave to talk about this, but y'all, that Casey in Denver and his giant penis, they both sent Big Fatty a link with the announcement of who the stars are going to be on year number 10 of the dancing. And y'all, I thought I'd just go over these with you. Noah Galloway, he's a native of Birmingham, Alabama. Sergeant Noah Galloway was assigned to the first of the 502nd Infantry of the 101st Airborne Division out of Fort Campbell, Kentucky. Just 3 months into his second tour of duty, he experienced a life-changing industry injury. He lost his left arm above the elbow and his left leg above the knee. And y'all, he's gonna be on the dancing. And y'all, he's a good-looking man. He's gonna be with Shauna Burgess. Y'all, that Robert Herjavec from the Shock Tank, he's gonna be on there. Y'all, they describe him as the nice shock on the Shark Tank. He's going to be dancing with that Kim Johnson, Patti LaBelle. Patti LaBelle, y'all. She's known for her her singing. And y'all, she's a diva, I believe. I believe she falls in the category of diva. Y'all, she's dancing with that hottie, Autumn. Autumn Chigvinsted, Stev. Big Patty, that ain't how you say it. Natisha Lukin. She was a gymnast in the Olympics over there in the Beijing, China, back in 2008. Ryker Lynch, he was an actor. He was on the Glee, y'all. I'm sure that Mark from It's All About Med knows him, y'all. He was a little blonde boy, if I remember correct. I don't remember what part he played. But I think he was one of those warblers or something like that on there. Charlotte McKinney, y'all, she's the actress that eats the hamburgers on the Carl's Jr. and the Hardee's commercial that has the big fun bags. Beep, Patty! And y'all, she's dancing with Keo. Y'all, I think he's one of the new dancers. Rika's dancing with Allison Holka. I think she's new also. Redfoo, y'all, he's that crazy man that wears the big oversized plastic glasses.
He was a judge last year. Y'all, he's dancing with Emma Slater. Michael Sam, you know, he was the homosexual that became the first NFL drafted college sports ball player. He was just recently released by the Dallas Cowboys, I believe. But anyway, y'all, he's going to be dancing with that Peter Murgatroyd. Willow Shields, y'all, I don't know who she is. She's evidently on some sort of Hungry Games or something like that. But anyway, y'all, it doesn't. Oh, and she's dancing with that Mark Ballas. Y'all, Suzanne Summers, y'all, you remember Miss Thighmaster herself? B, what do we do? Y'all, she must be 140. Y'all, she's dancing with Tony D'Avalone. Big Betty, she has the big fun bags, too. I think she does. And y'all, Ruma Willis. And I don't know who the hell Ruma Willis is, but... I don't know who she is, but she's a child. Her mother is Demi Moore, but I don't know who she is. But anyway, she's dancing with Val. She is dancing with Val, and y'all, the season premiere is on the 16th. Y'all, which is a what day of the week is that? Big Fatty, we don't know. Probably a Monday. It's true. So y'all, that's the update on the dancing. So y'all go ahead and mark that, and you can go over to the abc.com and look for the pictures of the different dances. Yes, Big Freddy. Y'all, I don't know if you saw this article or not, but y'all, the Kentucky Fried Chicken, y'all, they're going to sell edible coffee cups. Big Fatty, y'all, the cup is the dessert. No need to order dessert. A cup of coffee is the dessert. The 100% edible cup is made from a special wafer-like biscuit and then wrapped in sugar paper and lined with a layer of heat-resistant white chocolate. Is it finger-licking good? Well, it's called the Scoffee Cup, and KFC is developing a range of edible cups in conjunction with the launch of Seattle's Best Coffee. Over in the UK, y'all. Well, that explains it. Then it's all over there in the UK. You know, they're just batshit crazy over there. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, speaking of batshit crazy, y'all, Big Fatty, all week long, y'all. Big Fatty was thinking that this coming Sunday, the 1th of March, y'all, that's when the time change was. That's when we would switch to the daylight saving time. But y'all, it's wrong. It's absolutely wrong, y'all. It doesn't happen until Sunday the 8th of March at 2 a.m. in the morning. I think it's 2:12 a.m. in the morning. So, y'all, you got another week of standard time. Yes! Oh! Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend, and y'all, don't forget now, on Sunday morning when you wake up, it's the first day of the month, Shalima LaKay, and so y'all, make sure you say rabbit, rabbit. Yes, Big Freddy, it brings good luck, especially if it's, if your march is coming in like a lion. It's true. Should we say lion, lion, or lammy, lammy? No, you say rabbit, rabbit. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the old hat cast, the Toque and Beanie and Turnip Head and Dr. Stone. What did you think of Miss Bacon's phone calls today?
Send a complaint to ruined@bigfattyonline.com.
Absolutely.
Or call in and leave your own voice letter.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.